Authorities in Georgia are still looking into the motive of the suspect in a deadly shooting spree this week that left 8 people dead, including 6 women of Asian descent. The attack has heightened fears in Asian American communities about increased incidents of hate crimes and anti-Asian violence over the last year. WXXI's Randy Gorman spoke to a local educator who shares similar fears.
Natasha Chen Christensen is an associate professor of sociology at Monroe Community College, and she's a Taiwanese American. She's also one of the presenters at a virtual 3-part discussion that begins this Sunday in conjunction with the Levine Center to End Hate at the Jewish Federation of Greater Rochester. The conference is on the history of racism and xenophobia as it affects Asians and Asian Americans over the decades. It was scheduled before the recent killings in Georgia, but Christensen says that will now be part of the discussion. She says since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic a year ago, she, like other Asian Americans, has been afraid to leave the house.
I basically am too scared to go out in public by myself. So if I do go out in public, then I'm always accompanied by other people.
Christensen feels that some of the comments made by former President Donald Trump last year in connection with the pandemic did embolden some people to become more open in their bigotry regarding Asian Americans.
What is happening to the Asian Americans is just an extension of what happens to Black Americans, Latinx Americans, Muslim Americans, that we need to realize that this is all the same struggle and that we need to all work on this together.
Christensen is hoping that discussions like the ones taking place in the upcoming series will offer needed dialogue to help address that kind of racism. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.